Okay, we're in the Masechta Tainus. Rashi Yod Gimel. Almost halfway through the Masechta. Interestingly enough, we have not gotten to one reference in the Gemara about the fast that we are most familiar with, or most common, meaning Shavuos or B'Tammuz, Tzom Gedalia, and Asar B'Teves, which are three fasts which we have every year, and more minor fasts. So, you know, the half day, the fasts are like half a day, only during daytime. We have had references to Tisha B'Av a little bit, Yom Kippur not really. So Yom Kippur we kind of assume, okay, that's for Yuma. But
does Megillah talk about Tainus Esther?
Tainus Esther is a good point. I don't remember in terms of the Hilchos Tainus. It might talk about it in terms of Agadita. You're right, that's interesting. It's not even brought up in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch groups together the four fasts, which are Derabbanan. I mean, Yom Kippur is the only Deraisa. So right. Four fasts, there's Shavuos and Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. Tzom Gedalia and Asar B'Teves. It groups those together as if there are four. There are four fasts. Well, it's also because the Navi in the Tanakh, in Zechariah, which is talking about fasting, he refers to these four fasts. He refers to them by the month, the fast of the fourth month, the fourth fast of the ninth month, tenth month, and by the month. So the month of Av and the Tammuz and Av. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't refer to the month of Adar.
Which Navi?
Zechariah. Zechariah was the.
He was after.
Is the Cheyasar from the beginning of the. Beginning of Bayis Sheni, which was right after the Purim story. So in theory, if he was also counting that, but the context, we have to look that up. That's the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, really. So that's the one Gemara that discusses those fasts most and most directly is the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Yeches. The Gemara is talking about whether is there a requirement? Is it something which the pasuk says that these days that our fasts will be reversed and turned into days of Sasan and Simcha. So the Gemara discusses, is there an obligation now? Are we in a state of Sasan and Simcha? Mm-hmm. Does it depend on Shema? Is there persecution? And what if, so there are two extremes. There's a case of persecution and where they're trying to get Jews to give up their religion. And there's the extreme of Sasan and Simcha, of joy, and there's like everything in the middle, and what do we do in the middle stage when we're not being persecuted? Mm-hmm. It's also we don't have Shema, we don't have the joy. So okay, I guess we'll start talking about it. So the case of the Gemara says if their Beis HaMikdash is Kayim, Beis HaMikdash is around, and that's considered a time of if there's a Beis HaMikdash is around and there's no Shema, there's no persecution, then there wouldn't be a time of that the Navi says to fast. If the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed and there is Shema and there is persecution, then that would be a definite reason to yes fast. Mm-hmm. What if you have a case where the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, like in the last few couple thousand years, you know, but there's not any direct Shema, you know, mm-hmm. persecution? So then would there be an obligation? So the Gemara says the lashon of Ratzu Mis'anin, Ratzu Ein Mis'anin. If they want to, they fast. If they want to, they don't fast. It's very, very mm-hmm. interesting mm-hmm. part of thing. Almost makes it seem like it's up to your choice, you know? Right. Which, you know, would leave the door open very easily for, you know, movements like Reform and Conservative who are trying to, like, make things easier for Jews, right. You know, the beginning of the 1800s, 1900s, to say, okay, well, we don't want it. You know, we can't handle it. So we're just, you know, put that one on the side. So I want to look in the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch about those fasts a little bit. Just before we get to that, I want to just review the basics of the framework over here from Daf Yud Gimel. It's like a very geshmak to when you learn the Gemaras the first time. If you've seen halachas in the Shulchan Aruch, you've seen things, and then you see like things in the Mishnah Brura which are referencing our Gemaras. And you see like where it comes from, and you see like you get a better and much richer understanding mm-hmm. of what's going on. So, I just want to focus on the Rechitza, about the different types of and how the differences between the different types of fasts, vis-a-vis the prohibition or permissibility of Rechitza. Mm-hmm. And then we want to get into the fasts that we're familiar with. So the Gemara again, Rav Chista said on the top of the page, Amarav from Bar Papa, Rav Chista, five lines down, Koshu Misham Avel Kigon Tishabav Avel Aser. So if there's a fast which is because of Avelis, because of mourning, like, and the Gemara says example of Tisha B'Av and mm-hmm. Avel itself is not fast, but meaning the mourning, 7 days of mourning, then you can't use any water, hot or cold. Koshel Mishum Tainug, anything that's because of Tainug, that the reason you're not, the reason we're fasting is because to negate pleasure, but it's not really because we're mourning on a death or a loss of some, you know, extreme loss, but just to negate pleasure. Yilon Tanis Tzibor Becham and Asr Betzone and Mutter. Then you could use, you can't use hot water, but you could use cold water. And the Mar Bar Raya from our Mishnah, Amrav Idi Bar Avin Afananami Tanina Benalinas Amechatzos. Idi Bar Avin said, we have a Mishnah that says Benalinas Amechatzos, which is our Mishnah over here on the Beis on the Beis. The Mishnah said that. In the rounds of fasts, it said that the first mission before said there were three times to where they had decreed on Rosh Chodesh Kislev if there was no answer, they weren't answered yet. And those fasts were more lenient, but then they only fasted during the daytime. But these fasts, it says Avru Elo Lonanu, and the Mishnah says if they weren't answered, the Beis Din goes in Gimel Tanya Sacher, so let's see, but there would be another three. And Ochel Mishos Mibod Yom, you can only eat during the daytime, so it's a 24-hour fast. Asur B'Malacha V'Rechitza, you can't wash, V'Sicha B'Nias Asandol, Tash Shamita, all the full-blown Yisurim V'Nolan Asamer Chatzos. And it says, ready in this round of three, when there's a, you know, full day fast, Asur B'Malacha, you have to lock the Merchatzos. And Merchatzos is the hot bathhouses. So therefore, Ravidi has Rav Idi brings a raya from here that it must be that you can't use hot, you could use cold, because that's why you have to lock the hot bathhouses, because that's where they have hot water. But you could use cold water. And then Abaye says, and if cold water was usher, would you expect the Mishnah to say to clog up the rivers? The rivers are open to the public. You can't clog the rivers. So you can't really be medayik that. It's only usher to use hot water from the fact that this is locked the hot water bath. That's the only thing we can control. Maybe it's also usher to use cold water. That's really his question. Rav Shisha, the son of Ravidi, who's the son of the person who brought the proof, Ravidi Barabin, he says, Abba, my father, hachi kasha lei. This was what was difficult to him. In other words, he had the following difficulty in learning and reading the Mishnah, and this is how he deduced from the Mishnah. Michti, tanan asr berechitza. It says in the Mishnah, it's asr to wash. No, that's America tells lamali. So why do I need it to say that to lock the bathhouses? That's superfluous. It's included in Rechitza. Alalav Shma Mina, rather it must be that we deduce from here Becham and Asur Betzonin Mutter, that to use hot water is Asur, but cold water is Mutter. Okay, so that was a nice deal from the Mishnah that only hot water is Asur, but cold water is Mutter. The Gemara also right now this discussion has all been about Kol Gufo. The Gemara didn't specify only mm-hmm. hands and face, the whole body. It's talking about the whole body. You can wash your whole body with cold water. The Gemara goes on later to say, we won't go through it now, all of it, I don't know if we'll have time, but the Gemara says that there's a difference by Panav Yadav Viraglav, you could even use hot water. You could even use, in other words, these days that we're talking about, the time is Tzibur days, where there's an Isra Rechitza, but the Isra Rechitza is on hot water for the entire body. You could use hot water for the Panav Yadav Viraglav. Just quickly, this is the, where was that here?
Isn't that a stira with a shita of Rav Sheshes, though?
Which Rav Sheshes? So that's what the Gemara goes through, that to stick one's... That's Avel. That's within Avel. If someone's in Avela, so that would be the level of Tisha above. That's because of Avela. So yeah, for Avela, so you can't use hot water or cold water. And you can't even stick your finger into hot water for Avelas. But if it's not Avelas, if it's Tanus Tzibur, which is just because of Tainug, then we're just negating Tanug. So as long as you, so for that type of person, he could put his finger into hot water and just put his whole hand in front of the other Avel to hot water. That's what how the Gemara comes out. So
are you learning that it's just bringing this as a kasha on the Avel Shita, on the Avel Psak? Or is it coming as a kasha on the Psak about Tanis Tzibor? Being able to wash his whole body.
Rashi says it's a kasha on Kol Gufo. The Rashi on five lines down. I mean, the Gemara is a little involved back and forth, the nitty gritty. But the Gemara on Rashi, Hachi Garasim, B'mai Ilema, it's a long Rashi, long heading. B'mai Ilema B'chamin, Misharu, Amrav Sheshes, Abel Asr, Hoshetz, B'chamin, Elala B'tzonin. How could you be allowed to use chamin? We know Rosh Hashanah says you can't use chamin. You can't even stick your finger for an avel and chamin. My lava kulu. So Rashi says, if you read that Rashi, "Shema mina the betaynas tibur asr lechotz kol gufa v'afilu betzonein." Tiyuv to the Rafa Bar Papa. The question was on tainas tibur. That betaynas tibur is asr to wash the entire body even with cold water. And the Gemara answers, no, that it's not. It's only talking about. The other thing it's not talking about rechitza when it says the vechein, it's more involved. It's the nitty gritty. So we can do that. We can go through the reading of it later. But just to summarize, put this in perspective. The Gemara, says on the second half side of the page, when you give on the base, a halacha. It's a little bit, almost halfway down the page. First word on the line is aser. So it says, "V'hilchasa avel aser lirchotz kol gufo be'mechamim be'mitzonin kol shiva." Halacha is an avel is aser to wash his entire body, whether it's hot or cold water, for all 7 days. Aval panav yada v'ragla bechamim aser b'tzonin mutter. But when it comes to his face, he shouldn't use hot water, but he could use cold water. Aval asuch afil kol shahu aser. But for using this anointing oil, even a small amount is aser. If even aver says zuama mutter, but to remove the zuama, to remove the dirt, the sweat is mutter. So this is another nuance, because before we were saying an avel is aser to use hot and cold water altogether, and here it's saying you could use cold water. Panayada v'raglav is you could use cold water. On the other ragla. So what's coming out is that there's, for an avel you can use cold water only for panel yada v'raglav. If the tainus is not because of avelus, like the tainus of tanug, you can use cold water for the entire body, because the only thing that's asr is hot water, but cold water is mutter for the entire body. Mm-hmm. And you can use, and for those that level that tainus, which is a little less than tainus than avel, you could use hot water in panu yadav raglav. So that each one is a notch below mm-hmm. the other. So the question is: so right now we have two. The Gemara, like I said before, is not talking about our fast, the Tzom Gedalia and Shavas Matamas and so on. So all we have is really we have two classifications, and the lashon of the Gemara is mishum avel or mishum tanug. The other thing that's tricky is that there's a termina. So we have two classifications. Either it's an avelus like type of thing like Tisha B'Av, and you can't wash it off in hot or cold water unless you're doing your hands with cold water, mm-hmm. or if it's not an avelus, if it's not so strict, then you can have a tainus tzibur where you just can't use hot water, but you could use cold water, meaning you could bathe your entire body in cold water and your extremities. But on the other hand, you could use hot water. So where does these other fasts fit in? Do we treat them like avelus? Because on the one hand, they're, except for Tanis Esther, that's probably why Tanis Esther is an outlier, they're all associated with the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Shabbat and Tammuz, the siege, and so on. We know they're all stages in the Churban. So maybe they're like avelus. Maybe we should treat them that they should be also, you shouldn't be allowed to wash with hot and cold. Mm-hmm. And you only wash your hands with hot water, with cold water. or do we treat them like Tanis Tzibur, well, like this is the terminology the Gemara here has been using, a communal tannis as opposed to tannis yachid, but tannis tzibor, which the tzibor has accepted upon themselves, or the bezin has been goes there. The Gemara's lashon bezin goes now. The Mishnah said bezin goes now. Bezin goes and gimataniyos acheros ala tzibor, right? So if it's a decree of the bezin, then we should then we'll treat it like that type of decree. Just like those, these are decrees that are in response to a stoppage of water when they need rain. So there's a tzorech, there's like a need that the tzibor needs something. So we want to do tshuva, we want to do part of the tshuva, we want to daven to vayichal Moshe. The Gemara said you say the kriyas haTorah and haftorah, which is the same kriya that we do in our fast days. Shabbat sometimes we say vayichal and do the haftorah of Dirash Hashem v'him matzah, which is what the Gemara said. So maybe we should compare it to the Tanis Tzibor, and it should have that level that you cannot use hot water, but you could use cold water. Right? What I'm saying essentially is that it's a little bit of a kasha question, not a kasha, but it's a question of where does it fall in? Because our practice, which we do, is that we wash everything. On our time, in Shabbat Tammuz, and some of the, no one ever says, oh, you can only take cold showers or cold baths. Right. We wash and cham and sonin. So that means we're treating it as even more lenient than with than the Gemara's case of Tanis Tzibor. Mm-hmm. So granted, if we're going to say it's not avelus because, you know, it's not the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, the only time it's the word destruction. The Chorban is actually the destruction, the Antish Abav. Mm-hmm. Everything else is just everything else. Mm-hmm. So it's not a Deilis, but maybe it should be like a Tanis Tzibor. We're not even treating it like a Tanis Tzibor. But like the Gemara's Lashon, these Gzeres of Tanis Tzibor, we're treating it like even less, that everything is Mutter. It's only, these Tanis Tzibors are a full day fast, 24 hours. Mm-hmm. We're treating it like a half day, and we're not having any restriction on Achitza.
Mm-hmm. But just a point. When you say that how the Gemara treats the Tanis Tzibor, that's talking about the second set and the third set. But the first set, maybe it's more comparable to the first set,
right,
of Tanis Tzibor of the Gemara.
Good point. Right. So what he's pointing out is that the Mishnah said on back on Daf Yud, I believe it was, right. On Daf Yud, the Mishnah said clearly, so if the 17th of Cheshvan came and the rain didn't come, then the Yechidim start fasting. And it's only half a day fast. It's only they're allowed to eat at night, and they're allowed to wash and chitza and rinas asandal tash v'shamita. Same thing. Rosh Chodesh Kislev comes, bezin goes in, gimel shalosh taniyos shal, alat zibar, and then the same thing. You can eat and drink at night, and matzav chitza. So it's a good point. So you're saying that we're treating it like that madrega of, you know, a lenient type of fast. It's just interesting because it says the same lashon bezin gozrin, the bezin decrees. I mean, the first case was that yechidim taken upon themselves. The gemara decided you make yourself at the time of chacham or not. But the bezin imposes these. But for some reason, the bezin imposed like these two levels of stringencies. This one is more lenient. The other one's more chomer. And our tanya is where they fit in. So first thing that alerted me to this issue is Tosos. You look at Tosos on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the top. On right in the beginning of the sukkah, v'chol shohu mishum tanug v'chulei, Tosa says v'achshav, and nowadays she'ein tanis tzibor bebavel ela tisha be'av. So he's quoting from Shmuel. The Gemara had mentioned this opinion of Shmuel that there's the only tanis tzibor in bavel is tisha b'av, and it's outside Eretz Yisrael. The only tanis tzibor is that is going to have this stringency, this second level. Like he's referring to this Gemara here. Of that, where it's a full day fast and it's usher and all the five things, is mutar nafilo bechamin. It's mutar even with hot water. Afilo yedzayin betamuz. If it's on gedalia, you could use hot. You could use cold. You could even use hot. In other words, not only can you use cold water, you could even use hot water. You could use all types of water. All washing is mutar. Even in yedzayin tamuz and some gedalia came pasag rabia, right? Except right, because the only thing that's considered a tanis tzibor, which is going to have the level of the five stringencies, and then you're going to have to get into this thing where you can't use hot, but you could use cold. Mm-hmm. That's only for what's called tanis tzibor b'babel, which is tisha b'av. Mm-hmm. Kim pasak rabia, Rabbeinu Yoel Aviv, but the Rabbeinu Yoel, the father of the rabia, asar lechotz b'chamin, forbade to wash with hot water. So there's a machlokas here in Tosos. The Ravya says that it's mutter. Nowadays, we don't have tanit, what's called tanis tzibur. In other words, he's classifying, this is based on Shmuel, Shmuel's language, ain't tanis tzibur, blah, 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 that everything else is not called tanis tzibur. It's some kind of other thing. It's a minhag, it's some kind of other practice that they've accepted upon themselves, but it doesn't have that stringency. Mm-hmm. So then you can wash even with hot water. Rabbeinu Yoel says, asur to wash with hot water. Where does that come from? What is Rabbeinu Yoel? You know, he's not so often quoted in Tosas. Rabbeinu Yoel, the father of Rav Yah, he is quoted here. So he says, also to wash with hot water. Where does that fit in?
So he argues on his father.
He argues on his father, right? Well, I guess it's like the Torah and the Rosh very often. Mm-hmm. So, you know, from our knowledge, we would say, well, if he's saying it's also to use hot water, it means he's equating our Tanios, Yitzayin Tamas, Tzongudaya, he's equating them to the Tanis Tzibur. Even if they're not technically considered Tanis Tzibur because of what Shmuel said, we're going to treat them like a Tanis Tzibur. We're going to take on that Chumrah. So the thing that raised my antennas here was that if the Rabbeinu Yoel says it's usher to use hot water, are there going to be poskim who are going to tell you that in Shiva Asar B'Tamuz and some Gedalia that you shouldn't use hot water? Perhaps you should take only cold showers. I mean, it's not very difficult because the whole fast is only a 12-hour fast, yeah, right? Because you can shower the night before and use however you want. But let's say, you know, it's a hot day in the summer, you know, you want to shower in the middle of the day, or let's say you're a person who showers in the morning, you know? So should you not use hot water? Is it Mikra Adin? Is it a Yesh Omrim? Is there a Chumrah? You know, you want to be Machman yourself, like people who keep Chal V'Yisrael, you know, Baal Nefesh. So that's our question. So just want to bring up the base
Yosef.
Yeah, he gives, he's not giving a comprehensive list.
When he says Babel, does he mean Babel Babel, or does he mean anywhere outside of Israel?
The Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like they refer to it as outside of Israel, because they say that I was going through Shulchan Aruch yesterday, so there's a lot of siman in Shulchan Aruch about our Taniyos. The majority, bulk of them are about these Taniyos are being discussed here. Mm-hmm. And it says that these are Hani Mili Beretz Yisrael. Because the whole schedule goes back to our other discussions we had about the dates, about the 17th of Cheshvan, when the rain is anticipated and so on. That is all connected to Eretz Yisrael, but it says in Chutz Aretz things are different, and there are certain leniencies in Chutz Aretz. So I just want to show you some. I don't have so much time, but we'll show you some highlights over here of the main point. I didn't make a copy here. Use this. Share this. Yeah. Remember this. So what we're looking at is the top of Kufnun, which is something about the Tzom Gedalia and those levels of Shabbat. So the part over here, this is the tour, and this over here is basically, let's say, the tour is the son of the Rush, or the early Rishonim. So he writes his halachas, and then Beis Yosef over here is the same author of the Shulchan Aruch, and he puts together the other Rishonim and all the main Rishonim opinions on the topic. So let's skip to the Beis over here where it says Umihu Kulam Mutarim. He's talking about the Gemara before that I mentioned, that the Gemara says Ratzum is Anin. Let's just get context. Parach B'Gemara. Kari in the beginning, Parach B'Gemara, the Gemara asks, this is the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Kari Lut Tzom, Kari Lut Sasar. It calls them a fast, and it also calls them the days of joy. Mishani Rav Papa, Papa answers, the Ika Shalom, the Lekash Man. It's a peaceful time, and there's no persecution. Kigom Shabbes Amikdash Kayam, the Beis Amikdash is standing, Sason, then it's joy. Zmanj, the Ika Shmad, the Lekash Shalom, if there is persecution and there's not peace, Tzom, then it's called a fast. V'ha Idna, and today, so this is already, I think he's quoting the Gemara. I think the Gemara says that in the times of the Gemara, the Lekash Shalom and Lekash Shmad, there's not peace because we don't have Beis HaMikdash, but there's no Shmad. At that time, there wasn't persecution either. Ratzo Mis'an and Ratzo Ein Mis'an. If they want to, they fast. If they want to, they don't fast. Perish to Lekash Shalom is not peace. Shabbai is Chari, because the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed. But Lekash Shmad, B'makum Yadua B'Yisrael. There's no persecution in a known place amongst the Jewish people. So Ratzu Rov Yisrael V'Yiskimu Aleihem Shlodeh His'anos. The majority of Klal Yisrael agrees not to fast, aim aside, and don't fast. Ratzu, but they want Rob Tzibur, majority of Tzibur Mesanin. Vayina Ratzu v'nagol Esanos, and today, this is the Torah talking, today in his time, it's been wanted, and the minigas to fast, l'fikach aso lifrot together. Once it becomes a ratzu and that there's a minhag to fast, it becomes a din, and it's forbidden to break the fence. Kol v'choshkim b'doras halalu, and all the more so in these generations. Shabbat, Rabbi Nosein Yishmad ain't shalom, and there aren't sins. There is shmad, there's not peace. Hakach kol kayavim leisanas medim rekabalim mitakonas nadiim. The source of the isra to fast is al dibre kabbalah, which is the words of the nach of the nadiim, and the takana of the nadiim. So that's where it comes from. So, however, even though he's saying there's a chiyuv and it's a takana of neviim, kulam matar berchitzo v'sicha v'nilas asando v'tashas hamita v'ein tzarach lahafzik b'hem yibod yom k'chutz mitisha b'av b'avad. So you're matar to do all the five things, and you don't have to stop from yibod yom, meaning you can eat the night before except for tisha b'av. Fine. Let's just hone in on the rechitzo part, which is the top of the page over here where it says on the next to the base. So he brings two opinions about this. The Torah says open-ended. If you look at the Torah, what is the Torah? Someone would ask you, does the Torah hold you can use hot water and cold water, or is there any distinction between hot and cold? What would you say, based on the Torah?
For non-Tisha B'Av fast.
For non-Tisha B'Av fast, what is the Torah?
No distinction.
Mutar l'kamri, everything mutar. Like what we do, right? We're cool with the Torah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're hot with the Torah. Yeah.
On fire. So that's the Torah. So because of Haran, he brings the Ran of the Parakam of the Rosh Hashanah, the first Parakam of Rosh Hashanah, which is where this Gemara comes out. This Gemara that was all quoted in Rosh Hashanah, Yilches. V'shem Haramban. The Ran quotes Haramban. Mistarva dekulu arba tzomos tanis tziburhein. The Ramban says, I would say logically, in Stavra, that all four fasts are classified as a Tanis Tzibur, Univiyam Gazrosam, and the Viyam decreed on them, the Chochumre Tanis Aleim, and all the stringencies of Tanis will be on them. So this is coming out hard. He's going to say, if it's Chumre Tanis, it means you wouldn't be allowed to use hot, cold water. Miboud, Mafsikim Behem Miboud Yom, Ramban says to go even further, we should stop from the day before, we should fast 24 hours, Vasturim Berchitza, Uvisicha, The Ramban says that he thinks Mistavra, he's not quoting a Gemara, he's saying it logically, which is an interesting svara. He says that he would think that, you know, they're all brothers, sisters, cousins of Tisha B'Av, they're all related, they're considered time of Sibra, the Nevi'im decreed on them, the fast. So everything should be also Ella, Ha'inna. The Ramban pulls back for a second, and rather today, Kemen Shadagu, Lehis Anos Bahen. He says, we've taken on upon ourselves the minhag to fast, but we have not taken upon the minhag to have these chumras. Mashma demei kara kach ratzu lehis anos belvad, aber lo ratzu linhog ba'osan chumras. He says, it sounds like initially they wanted, there was a ratzu, the Gemara's lashon was ratzu, they wanted. They wanted to fast, but they didn't want to take on all the chumras. Since these fasts are dependent on the ratzu, on whatever they're willing to do, they have the prerogative to do so. So this is the klal yisrael, the Torah's lashon was rov klal yisrael, right? The klal yisrael never accepted jira like a time. See, but they just accepted to do it like the lower level, like you said, like the first three, and therefore they're allowed to do that. Ava meikra hatakana. But the Ramban says, really, fundamentally, the basic takana is solution. That's the end quote of the Ramban. Fascinating Ramban, which I never saw this before in my life, and I never would have thought of it if not for the Rabbeinu Yoel, you know, bringing up my attention. That the Ramban seems to go like this, Rabbeinu Yoel, right? That they both hold that is, if Rabbeinu Yoel says also to have chamin to use hot water, that means he's treating it like the other fasts, which are Tisha B'Av is asr and everything, asr and hot and cold. He's treating it like the Tanis Tzibur of the Gemara, that the Gemara says Tanis Tzibur is asr to use hot water, but you could use cold water, right? And then he's going to quote this Rabbeinu Yonah. So that's the Ad Kan, that's Ramban. And he said the Kosva Tosos, we saw Parakam, the Tainis, Yud Gimel and Aleph, Tosos, the end of the first Parak of Tainis, which is our Daf over here, Yud Gimel, writes, the Shai Tanios, Bar Mitisha Bav, that the other Tainis fast aside from Tisha Bav, Mutar and Berachitza, Afila Bechamin. It's motor to wash, even with hot. And you can use hot and cold. Kach pasak Rav Yah. That's what, and this is Tosis, he's referring to Tosis. So Tosis says that Rav Yah says that you're allowed to do it, you're allowed to wash with every type of water. Rabbeinu Yoel Aviv, asar lechotz bechamin ad kan. He's quoting the Tosis. Rabbeinu Yoel says, asar, use hot water. V'chein chasav ha-Mordechai, and likewise the Mordechai writes that. V'chasav v'shem Rav Yah, sh'nagu ha-olam heter b'davar ad kan. V'chein minet ha-min pasha. So the Mordechai also says that the minhag of the world is to be matir, and that's the minhag of Pasha. So the Beis Yosef says the minhag is that we're mekel. We don't take on that chumrah. So now, just to see the Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Brura here, you got more of those. You should have your own. So we're going to look. This was Hilchas, the halachas of Shabbos and Tammuz. The halachas here. It's also Tav Kuf Nun. Tav Kuf Nun. Different pages and all these printings. They have different pages. It's under Hilchos Tisha B'Av. So the names of the Siman, they don't have a special naming or classification for the three or four fasts like Shabbat and Tammuz and Tammuz Esther. It's just all under the rubric of Hilchos Tisha B'Av. So halacha taf kuf mem test was the first seminar of Hilchos Tisha B'Av, and then taf kuf nun have del sheyesh ben Tisha B'Av the answer is almost the difference between Tisha B'Av and the other fast. There's something everyone's obligated to fast these four fasts, and it's forbidden to break the fence. And then Ramas is Ubers Menikos from his Taras. Have it in the silence of a woman's pregnant or nursing and have a lot of, it's very discomfort, very uncomfortable for that, and they shouldn't fast, and so on. Okay, let's skip that. That's for a different discussion. Now, halacha base. So almost halacha, these fasts. So he's saying these four fasts. His four fasts that chutz mi Tisha B'Av, aside from Tisha B'Av, mutar and berachitza, you're allowed to wash. This he thought when you left the sound of a tash v'shan yachar. And it's all collapsed with b'hem yibon yom. So that's like which opinion? That's like the Beis Yosef himself said that the minhag is to make on all accounts. Now, you know, we're not taking to the chumrah of Rabbeinu Yoel or Yochum and Ramban. It's mutter, he's fast, it's mutter to rechitza. Doesn't make any distinction with what type of rechitza. I said rechitza is mutter. So for Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av is Mishnah Avelos. Tisha B'Av has his chumrah, he's not supposed to use any water, hot water, cold water. So look in the Mishnah Brura, Sivkat and Vav. In this one, it's the bottom of the page. Or there's a bay's heading next to it, and here's the old one that just has above. You see it? Mutar Merchit, so on that line that he said they're mutar to wash, so he's going to jump on this discussion. At the time that they wanted, the language of the Gemara, and they were accepting upon themselves to fast with these four fasts, they never accepted upon themselves that they should have the stringency of Tisha B'Av. The fish ain't rov hatziba yecholim ramad ba. So it's an interesting thing that the way he's describing it is because the majority of the tzibur can't withstand it. The Torah said it in a more powerful way. The Torah just said they didn't accept it. They didn't want to fast the whole day. The Shemur is quoting this. He just says this from a poskim in Shatzion Zion poskim. I'm saying what it is ain't rov tzibur. People can't hack it, so they didn't accept it. I mean, obviously people can hack it on Tisha B'Av. Kippur really had no choice, it's the Raisa. But it says they can't hack it, so that's all they accepted, and that's why it's more lenient. Then he says, then you stop right there, y'all. Everything's fine. Then he mentions this, which I wasn't aware of. Baal nefesh yachmir b'kulan k'mo b'tisha b'av. Baal nefesh, a person who's sensitive and touched his neshama with nefesh, should be machmir. With all the like with tisha b'av. Now, what's he quoting from the Ches and Tes over here? It's from the Achronim. Fine, so let's look in the Ches, so in the Shai Tzion. He says, Baal Nefesh Shevi Machmir, and he gives certain exceptions for Leil Tevila and so on, in the Mishabra. But back in the Shai Tzion, he says, Ches Achronim, doesn't say who, just Achronim in general. But I am at Teres Zekenim. If you're looking at Teres Zekenim, I don't know where you are, that's not a common say, but he doesn't quote him very often, but one of those spots that he has. Shekostav Da'achshav Ein Noagil Erechot B'Gimot Somos. He writes that nowadays, in his time, I guess maybe it was 1700s, 1800s, something like that, the meaning is not to wash with the three fasts. The cause of the Prima Gadim, the Hang of the Cham, the Prima Gadim writes, this is with hot water. That if you want to take on this extra stringency, it's only with hot water, but you could use cold water with the three fasts. Likewise, so hands and face with hot water would be permitted. So, it doesn't get into the details here, but this Prima Gadim is coming from our Gemara. Our Gemara makes this distinction that the Tannis Tzibur, even the ones the Tannis Tzibur sides with Tisha B'Av, they're not the Madreik of Tisha B'Av Mamish, they're not forbidden to use all hot. Even if you're going to be Machmir, you're not going to be Machmir not to wash it totally. You're just going to be Machmir not to wash with cold water your entire body, but you can still use hot water for your hands and face. So then he says this is about nefesh and machmir, and then Tess is also about that. The next shot, you know, the inna matzik zeros min of the gilulim. Nowadays there are decrees from the Gaon. V'imkein chal etzem hachiyud ala gimot tzomos k'mora tisha b'av b'fi divrei haramban. The main chiyud would fall on these three fasts, like on tisha b'av according to haramban, meaning. That's the Ramban that they're quoting.
Does Ramban think we're in a time of Shmad?
I didn't read that in I didn't see that in Ramban.
Right.
Right?
That's what he's saying here.
This would make a big difference whether it
falls
within the category
of animals with the other. Ramban just said, Mistabra the Kul Arbat Somas Tanis Tzibrahim. It's Mistabra that all them are Tanis Tzibrahim and the Vimayim Ekzera and all Kumay Tanis Aleyan. Ramban didn't say it because in his time they would be persecuted, but the Prima Gadim, I'm not sure. This might be the Mishra Brother's own because he's not quoting anyone. He said that in that, he's saying himself, nowadays, 100 years ago, there were decrees that Gaim were persecuting, so then there should be. The Ramban, even though the Ramban himself said that the minhag didn't go that far, but I guess Mishra Brother is saying if you want to be a Baal Nefesh, it's not a Chumrah from nowhere. It's a Chumrah based on reasoning that. You know, the whole thing was based on Shema, when there is a more, things are tougher times for Jews, and there's more of a reason to treat it like with the Chumrah of the Tanis Tzibur. The thing is, though, if you're gonna tread this water, if you want to go that far to say that's like Shema, and the real Chiyuv is like it should be like Tanis Tzibur, then really it should be a 24-hour fast. And that's what Ramban said. Ramban says it should be a 24-hour fast, and you should have the Asu Tash Shemitah, the Asa Sandal, and all that. The Gamma Grubba be Uro Maskima de Ramban. Grub also in his explanation of Shalomak agrees to Ramban. Ayin Bailey Rabba Bashem Ashlah, the Baal Nefesh, Sarek Lahafsik Gami Banyom. Okay, that's what he said. The Bailey Rabba is in the name of the Shlah, that the Baal Nefesh should be Mafsik from the day before. So here's what you see. I mean, clearly the Shai Tzion only puts this down on the bottom. He's going into this discussion. And the main thing is, you have the Shulchan Aruch says that it's much of the Gamri, totally immature. You have the Mishabura alerts us about Nefesh Yachmir and the Shatzion bringing the sources, but so I guess there would be, if you have a choice of either taking a hot shower during the day or the night before, you're better off if you want to be Machmir taking the night before. And
do you know anyone who treats it as a 24-hour fast? Have you heard of
that? No, I haven't seen that, but. Yeah, you're saying it's really really, you would think logically there shouldn't be any difference, because if you want to take on the chumra that treat it like a time of tibur, like Avi this, then it should also be a time of tibur for the whole thing.
So I was going to ask you, is all those elements taken as a set, either on or off?
Right. Well, you would think. But I guess it's really a question on the whole Rabbeinu Yoel. Like, Ramban makes it seem like it's a set, right? Ramban says, "Mistaro kol chumrei tamis aleihem."
It's
really logically, but then he pulls back. But today with the minig is not to, so lo nagu b'chumros halalu, not to take on these chumros. So the Rabbeinu Yoel is a little bit cryptic, because he just says asur lechatz b'cham, and he says asur to wash it with hot water. I mean, that's what Tosfos is discussing. So I guess it's a fair question: why would you take on the chumrah only of the hot water and not of everything else? Just wanted to bring that out. Let's stop here. Okay. Okay. Stop.